You're now listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado.
Hello, Colorado. This is the Engage the Rockies podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Caldwell, Executive Director of Engage the Rockies. This is our week in review for June 3rd to June 7th. If you'd like the show notes with links to the stories we're covering today, please visit engagetherockies.com and sign up to our email. Every Friday, we'll send you the list of articles when a new episode is released. From around the state, Denver among the top cities people are moving out of, according to Pods Moving Company. Moving and storage company Pods revealed its data showing which cities across the country attracted the most new residents and which saw the most pack up and leave. Denver ranked 12th on Pods' list of cities most moved out of in 2024. This is a higher ranking than 2023 when Denver ranked 18th. Pods data found California had the highest concentration of move-outs among U.S. states, with seven cities or regions represented in Pods' top 20 rankings. North and South Carolina, Florida, and Tennessee were the most common states in the top 20 states people are moving to. Moving on. Governor Jared Polis on Thursday signed an elections bill that includes a last-minute amendment that would limit the concept of ranked choice voting to a pilot phase in several municipalities before it could be implemented statewide. In a statement, Polis defended his decision to sign Senate Bill 210, saying it contains important provisions to ensure safe, efficient, and trustworthy administration of elections. As for the bill's ranked choice voting provisions, the governor acknowledged it was added without proper stakeholdering, but noted that if voters this November approve the ballot initiative on this issue, he will work to successfully implement it. Moving on. It's been an alarming start to the summer outdoor recreation season, with water-related deaths already being half of what they were all of last year. While there's no statewide authority that tracks water-related deaths, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has started to record them in recent years. Local authorities handle investigations, but CPW is often asked to insist in searching for victims or evidence. Bridget O'Rourke, a spokeswoman with Parks and Wildlife, said there have been 16 water-related deaths in Colorado so far. The state had 32 water-related deaths last year. This year's deaths are already at 38% of Parks and Wildlife's highest recorded water-related deaths, which was 42 in 2022. Moving on. It can be a crime to burn a pride flag, depending on the circumstances, Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser said on Wednesday after the state Republican Party issued a call to do just that in a series of anti-LGBTQ messages. The Colorado GOP drew criticism and condemnation this week when its chairman, Republican congressional candidate Dave Williams, distributed an email to supporters with the subject line, "God Hates Pride," that featured a prominent graphic reading, "God Hates Flags," to mark the start of Pride Month, an annual celebration of the LGBTQ community. State residents might want to think twice before taking that instruction literally, Weiser, a Democrat and Colorado's top law enforcement officer, told Colorado Politics. Colorado is at our best when we honor our nation's credo of e pluribus unum, out of many we are one, Weiser said in an email statement. Moving on. A Boulder County triple murderer will have the opportunity to leave prison during his lifetime in part because of misconduct by a Colorado Bureau of Investigation analyst who intentionally deleted DNA data in his case, attorneys said in court Thursday. Garrett Coughlin, 31, pleaded guilty Thursday to second-degree murder in the 2017 killings and was sentenced to 42 years in prison with 7 years of pre-sentence credit, avoiding the mandatory life imprisonment that accompanies a first-degree murder conviction. Prosecutors said they offered the plea deal in part because of misconduct by former CBI scientist Yvonne Missy Woods, who deleted DNA data in the case, and because of years of inaction by the agency's leadership to correct the misconduct, which Woods' peers repeatedly warned superiors about. Now in local El Paso County news. John and Carrie Halford, the owners of the Return to Nature Funeral Home, were expected to give their pleas to more than 200 criminal counts during a court hearing on Thursday morning. The couple is facing charges of abuse of a corpse, forgery, theft, and money laundering after investigators said 190 bodies were found decomposing without proper refrigeration in their Penrose Funeral Home back in October. The judge ruled during the court hearing that the Halfords will face separate trials. Originally, the couple was expected to have a joint trial in October. However, on Thursday, Judge Mueller ruled in favor of the separate trials after he said sealed court documents submitted by Carrie Holford's attorneys revealed her defense is potentially antagonistic to John's. Several family members of those identified inside the Return to Nature funeral home said they felt having separate trials was appropriate. Moving on. The Colorado Springs Police Department said a teen reported as a runaway in 2023 has been found after a check of homeless camps in Colorado Springs. After locating the minor, a woman, who officers said is now facing several charges, including child abuse, claimed that the 14-year-old was her son, and she was also allegedly in possession of drugs and financial information linked to several victims. CSPD said on Tuesday, June 4th, at around 10:45 a.m., officers with the homeless outreach team were conducting camp checks near the drainage ditch south of the 600 block of West Garden of the Gods Road near North Chestnut Street. During that time, officers spotted a woman allegedly in possession of drug paraphernalia along with a 14-year-old nearby. Further investigation led officers to find narcotics, financial documents, and financial devices. Police were able to identify seven victims connected to the financial information discovered. As the woman was taken into custody, she apparently told officers that the teen was her son, and the minor confirmed this with the officers. Both the woman and minor were taken to a substation for further investigation and processing. DHS was notified and responded regarding the teen's placement. During a conversation with DHS about the 14-year-old, officers learned that the woman allegedly gave a false name for the teen, and he was later identified as a December 2023 runaway from Denver. The teen's family was contacted and reunited, according to police. According to police, the woman was arrested and now faces multiple charges. And lastly, after more than 2.5 years of being blockaded, the gates to a popular waterfall near Colorado Springs are coming down. Rainbow Falls, a natural attraction located in Manitou Springs, is reopening June 14th after being closed since 2021, when a rock fall was reported above the preserve's small parking lot, according to a news release Tuesday from El Paso County staff. The parking lot will be blocked off with barriers to protect visitors from potential rock fall incidents, and a new parking spot will take its place. The new parking location is off US 24 and Serpentine Drive. Visitors can take a shuttle service that will operate continuously from Friday to Sunday between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. to get to the falls. While access to the Rainbow Falls historic site is free, a fee of $20 per car will be charged for people utilizing the parking and shuttle services. Parking on side streets and other prohibited areas could result in a parking ticket. Those are your top stories for the week of June 3rd through June 7th. Please tune in each Friday for your week in review from Engage the Rockies. Please continue to like, share, and subscribe for more great content. If you'd like the full articles from the stories we read today, sign up to our email list at engagetherockies.com and we'll send you our show notes each week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado.